Blog Talk Radio.
You know what this is, right? It's the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored, with Elder Andre Prevost, folks.
Yeah. They must have thought I stopped rapping or something.
Yeah. Like they forgot about it, huh? Listen to this. I'm still a best rapper alive today that I passed. These rappers claim to be king and get off the gas. They need to slow down, pump your brakes, you're moving too fast. Because you ain't on my level and you ain't in my class. I'm still one of a kind. God broke the mold when he made me. Then he sent his son, he shed his blood to save me. Now my life don't have to end where the grave be. My game got colder, ain't none of these rappers touching me. I'm killing these tracks, I body these verses. I do it all with no negativity or curses. Watch for the snakes, cause the enemy, he be lurking. I creep my grass cut, so I see him coming, then I murk him. I can't be imitated, cloned, or duplicated. I'm full of that word, and the world can't regulate it. This that holy flow, I'm set aside from the rest of y'all. I'm standing on the word, so you know your boy's standing tall.
Seems like everybody
yeah.
Forgot about me,
huh? Yeah,
they
forgot about me.
It's false prophets on the box, so look on the lookout. And the Pharisees don't practice everything they preach about. See, I ain't perfect by a long shot, but I know who I can call on when the block get hot. You hollering about you self-made, cut from a different grain. You wouldn't be nothing if it wasn't for the lamb that was slain. You like Lucifer, you trying to take all the fame. But no, one day we all gonna have to bow to his name. No disrespect, but Muhammad didn't die for me. Buddha didn't rise from the grave just to make me free. Yahshua, Yahweh, I'm talking Jesus Christ. He came and made a sacrifice with his life. But you on the track trying to take all the credit. Everything you got, you gon' lose if you don't get it. This money make a preacher lose his soul if you let it. The truth being spoken, don't you ever forget it.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Yeah.
Do y'all one more. Listen.
They told me curse God and die one time.
What?
I told them they must be out they mind. I said the devil, yeah, he is a lie. Mad at me because I ain't gonna never die. See, Satan hate to see me because I look like God. Made in my father's image, yeah, I look like God. I'm on my Nicki Minaj because I don't want no frauds. But there's a snake in every click, just ask the Lord. Your boy say he know you, then he'll forget your name. Deny he ever knew you or ever seen your face. And watch the money, man, I mean a man that hold the money. Because he all about the money, he doing something funny. And these preachers all about the dough and the women. I just listen to their word cause they sure don't live it. Watch their bread, it's something about it, it ain't right. Study for yourself, ain't no shame to keep your game tight.
Seems like everybody forgot about me.
Amen on tonight. You are tuned into the anointed truth of Christ, uncensored. Praise God. And this is your host, Elder Andre Prevost Sr., and we're going to go ahead and open up the line tonight with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to come together and congregate in your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, on tonight, hallelujah, just for meeting us here on the line tonight. For you said when two or more are gathered together in your name that you are in the midst, you are in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this tonight. We just want to magnify your name tonight. We just want to praise your name tonight. We just want to glorify your name tonight, for you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be magnified. You are worthy to be lifted up, Lord. And we just want to say hallelujah to your name. Lord, we love you. Lord, we appreciate you tonight for everything that you have done, everything that you are doing. And Lord, we want to thank you for everything you ain't going to do, because you know what's best for us, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we just ask, Lord, that in your name, Lord, tonight we rebuke any spirit that's trying to hinder this service, any spirit that's trying to come against your word. We rebuke it right now, and we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we cast it off this line. We cast it off of these airways in your son Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that we all decrease so that you can increase. Allow us to sit down so that you can stand up. We ask that you open up our hearts, our minds, our ears, Lord, so that we can hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. We praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. We're having a few technical difficulties with our internet on tonight. Praise God. So unfortunately, I will not be able to open up the line, praise God, for testimonies and prayer requests on tonight. Hallelujah. But you're going to hear a word go forth on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we thank God for that word. Once again, for those of you that just tuned in, maybe you're just calling in, praise God. Hallelujah. You are tuned into the Anointed Truth of Christ Uncensored. Praise God. And why are we uncensored? Praise God. Because we preach and we teach and we practice the true and unadulterated word of the living God. Hallelujah. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't water it down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes it's going to be bitter. Sometimes it's going to be sweet. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to go down easy. And sometimes it's going to be hard to swallow. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I tell you this, the word of God is going to do what it is intended to do. The Bible says this, that not one word of God will ever come back void. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's never going to come back void. It is going to do what it's supposed to do. See, the word of God is medicine to the soul. It's medicine to our spirits. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. And we got to deliver that medicine. Praise God. Hallelujah. In its original potency. Hallelujah. Praise God. We can't break it down. We can't water it down. Hallelujah. We can't sugarcoat it. Hallelujah. We give it to you raw and uncut. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that word is going to help somebody tonight. Somebody tonight is going to hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to change their perspective. It's going to change their mind about something tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what it's all about, repentance. It's all about changing of the mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's about changing of the mind. That's what repentance means. And hallelujah. It comes from the Greek word metanoia, meaning literally to change your mind. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. And so praise God. Amen. I want to turn it over to my first lady on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. First lady, Aisha Prevost, praise God. And she's going to bring forth a word for you guys on tonight. Hallelujah. So y'all just sit back, relax, and enjoy this word of God from a woman of God. Hallelujah. The beautiful Aisha Prevost, praise God. Woman of God, it is in your hand. Hold the phone like this. Don't press no. There you go. Don't
touch nobody. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, right now, we just want to thank you, God. We just want to thank you for the constant provision you make for us each and every day, oh God. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the peace of mind of knowing that you are with us. And Lord, we thank you for us knowing that you have forgiven us of all sin. that we have committed, oh God. And we just thank you and we love you and we are so ever grateful for your grace and for your blood that you have shed for us 2,000 years ago, God. Lord, we just thank you for the strength that you have provided for us today, God, because we know we couldn't get through the day without your help, oh God. Lord, we just thank you on today for the healing, oh God. We thank you for the breakings of chains and bondages on our minds, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. Right now, oh God, out of Oshia, I speak healing in the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. I just want to bind any evil forces that's just trying to come against your people, that's trying to overrule your word right now in the name of Jesus. I come against it right now in the name of Jesus. I come against depression right now, oh God. I will come against sadness right now. I will come against diseases right now in the name of Jesus. I bind it and send it back to the pits of hell where it came from right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We we will not give the enemy a foothold in our lives. We will not give the enemy a foothold in our minds. We know that is your place, oh God. You are the Boshia. We know you are the one that sits above the throne, God. We are the Boshia. We know that you are the one that gives the orders, oh God. Lord, we know that you are that same God that made the heavens and the earth, God. We know you are the first and the last, the beginning and the end, God, the one who is, the one who shall be. Lord, we just thank you, God, and we put all our trust in you, oh God, because we know that your word is sure, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus, God. Allow us to sit down as you come forth in our lives and have a bullshit like never before, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I do pray, amen, amen, and amen. I come just to give you a word from on high on tonight. You double she stay from the throne. We are entering into times. It's going to be a drought. It's not going to be a drought in the food, not your clothing, you know, not in money. But that's going to be a drought from hearing from God. Amen. Amen, 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 hallelujah. I know some of us, we was expecting peace on earth. We have been asking God, God, did you see what's going on the earth? Are you going to do anything about it? Kids are getting killed. People are entertaining in sexual immorality even the more. Oh, God, do you see what's going on? Do you see the evil that's taking place in the world on today, God? Lord, we not hearing from you. Is it ever going to get right? Is it ever going to be peace? Well, I'm able to tell you that it's not going to be peace on this earth. Like he said before, I have not come to bring peace on the earth, but I have came to bring a sword on the earth. He has came to give, bring a sword, not peace. That's why the Lord has been warning and warning and warning us to get behind his son, warning us to get up, not for us to put our trust in temporary things. God has been warning us and warning us. He said that money is temporary. People is temporary. Fame is temporary. A rich lifestyle, it is temporary. Shall come one day and be gone the next. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will stand forever. He's been warning us about putting our trust in things and putting things above him. He's been warning us.
So, but since we haven't been not hearkening, since we haven't been not been listening to his word, he is allowing those things to become your God. Since you put your trust in money, since you put your trust in people, since you put your trust in the government, they should be your God, and you should hear from me no more. That is what God is saying right now. He is calling for a time to repent. Change your mind about what you are putting your trust. You can put your trust in money. Yes, we're talking about money because that is the love of money is the root of all evil. You will do anything to get it. Even if it's mean going through God to get it, you will do anything to get it. So God is speaking about money. Because we all getting to the bag. We all want to have that rich lifestyle. We all want to be able to buy whatever we want. But I'm here to tell you that's temporary. That life should go. You put your trust in that. You can have the money and buy everything you want and do what you want. But at the end of the day, it's gonna cost you your life down here. It's gonna cost you your life for eternity. It's gonna cost you eternal damnation in hell. That's what it's gonna cost you if you keep putting your trust in money. He's not saying that you can't have it. He's saying stop putting your trust in it. Stop holding on to it like that's your life, like that's all you're gonna ever have. Like it's gonna help you to get anywhere. Like it's gonna last forever. Stop putting your trust in it. Rather put your trust in God. Something that's unchangeable. Something that will never perish. Something that will make sure you are provided for the rest of your life, even the evermore in eternal heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for us to put our trust back in God. Because some of us, we say we trust God, we believe God, but our actions are showing different. God hear your lips, but he also hear your heart. He also see your lifestyle. God has came to cleanse us from our sins. He has extended us grace and forgiveness and mercy. So we can have an opportunity to enter eternity with him. That is what he has extended towards us. Eternal life in heaven. Because it was once we didn't have that chance to enter heaven because we were sin. We was full of sin. We wasn't worthy of receiving the kingdom. We still not worthy because what God has done is because he loves us so much. It's because he's so merciful and so gracious. We have the opportunity to enter eternal life. Who don't want eternal life? We so worried about the life down here that we not considering our life after this. Is it more important for you to be rich and famous and do whatever you please out here and to lose your soul in heaven? What gains a man to profit the world and lose his soul? Huh? What does that profit you? You gain the whole world, but at the end, your soul is in hell. It don't profit you nothing, even you living down here. You get the money, you buy whatever you want. You're selfish. You don't help nobody. You despise the poor. You don't help the orphans. You don't help the widows. You just keep it all to yourself, and you're selfish. But there's going to come a time that you're going to be without. And it's not going to be people willing to help you with a place to stay, help you with food to eat. It's going to be a time that you're not going to hear from God because you turned your back on God. You trusted in something temporary. So what you trusted in is what you're going to have to depend on to get you up out of the situation you're in. Amen. Hallelujah. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Amen. We interested in eternal life to the point that when we leave here, we are guaranteed eternal life with God. A place we can never even imagine, a place we can't even describe. Amen. Even down here, even when we get money, we can give others, we can help the poor, help the needy, help the widow, bring in the orphans. And we are guaranteed to be sustained down here if we put our trust in God. A drought can come. We can come a time that we don't have a place to stay, a time we don't have nothing to eat, and God will make sure that you are provided for. God will make sure you have something to eat. God will make sure you have a place to stay. God will continue to remind you of his goodness towards you if you trust him, if you lay your treasures up in him. If we was really grateful and really took in the fact that God has extended us eternal life, a real place, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't strive for half of the things that we are striving for down here. We're talking about something that nobody can take from us. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we haven't seen it. We haven't made it there yet. But you got to know that you will make it there one day. You got to know no matter what comes against you in this world, it cannot take the kingdom away from you. Amen. Because this, in these times, it's going to get darker than it ever has been, to the point that it's going to be famine in the world. And we're going to have to be steadfast in God, believing and trusting in God. We have to store up that word in our spirits for this time, like God would say, as a such time as this. God is wanting us to store up right now, not just in your finances, not just in your food. Store up the word in your spirit, because you're going to need it for this time. Everything is going to come against you like never before to get you to bow down, to get you to not trust God, to get you to waver. We need to be focused like never before. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to know that we know that we know that God is with us, and it can't be taken away. What God has for us cannot be taken away. The man can kill the body, but he can't mess with our soul. We got to know this. We got to really know this and believe this in our hearts, not just nearly talking about it. This ain't something just to be talked about. This ain't something to be played around with. Amen. This is something to be taken as true, which it has been. This ain't something new we are learning. This is nothing religious we are doing. This is not just the rituals we're doing. This is what it should have been since the beginning of this world, since the beginning of time. This is what it should have been. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time to stop playing. Stop playing around with God, because God ain't playing. You seeking after that life, that worldly lifestyle, to be like the world? That's what you seeking? He's going to give it to you. You seek, you're going to find. You knock, the door going to be open. If that's the door you knocking on, if that's the door you seeking, it's going to be open to you. You seeking God, you're not. You're going to find. When you seek, you're going to find. You're not. The door going to be open to you. Which door you knocking on? What you seeking? You seeking after riches of this world, or you seeking after God? the eternal things of God, something that can't be taken away from you. We have to make up our minds today. Make up your minds today. Who are you serving? And I rebuke the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, trying to exalt itself against the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Because the enemy is telling people, God never said we couldn't have money. God never said we can't have good things. It's not the fact that you cannot have money. It's not the fact that you cannot have good things. It's what you put in your money towards. Are you putting your money towards things that's just going to end up in death? Are you putting your money towards eternal things? Amen. Hallelujah. Is what you putting your money in is ending you up in death? Is going to send you to death, eternal death? Or what you putting your money in is going to, are you putting your money into eternal things? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Are you hoarding your money for yourself? Are you being selfish? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That overflow wasn't just for you. We're called to feed the poor, feed the needy, help the widows. Take in the orphans. You thinking about yourself. Thinking about yourself is you're gonna end up in a place of death. Amen. Hallelujah. God wasn't selfish towards us, even when we didn't deserve anything. So how dare we be selfish? You didn't get that on your own. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, no, it's not that you can't have money. It's not that you can't have nice things. But help somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Help somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. That's all I have for y'all tonight. That's the word straight from the throne. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God on tonight. Hallelujah. 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 You know, Jesus said in his word, hallelujah, he said, there will come a day that I'm going to divide the sheep from the goats. I'm going to put one on the right. I'm going to put the others on the left. Hallelujah. Now the ones on the right, they're going to enter into heaven. They're going to enter into paradise. Hallelujah. They're going to enter into eternal life with me. Praise God. But the ones on the left, I'm going to tell them, depart from me into everlasting darkness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he says, the reason why I'm going to tell them to depart from me into everlasting darkness, because there was a time when I was hungry, and you ain't give me nothing to eat. There was a time when I was thirsty, and you didn't give me nothing to drink. There was a time when I was homeless, and you didn't give me any shelter. And there was a time when I was in prison, and you didn't even come see me. And they looked at him and said, when, Lord? Hallelujah. When did this take place? When did this occur? When was you hungry? And he said, when you saw your brother was hungry, and you didn't give him nothing to eat. When you saw, he saw your sister, hallelujah, when she was thirsty, you didn't give her nothing to drink. When you saw your people, hallelujah, were destitute and they were homeless, you didn't give them no shelter. Praise God, hallelujah. When people were in prison, you didn't even go visit them. You didn't put nothing on their books. See, my daddy used to have a phrase, hallelujah. People used to tell him, you thank you, God. And he used to say, no, I don't think I'm God. God thinks he's me. Because when you transgress against me, God takes it personal. Hallelujah. When I'm hungry, he says, hallelujah, he's hungry. When I'm thirsty, he says that he's thirsty. When I'm homeless, he says that, hallelujah, that he's homeless. When I'm in prison, he says he's in prison, and he's looking at you to help him. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, how can I help God? By helping me. Hallelujah, by helping that brother on the corner, by helping that sister, hallelujah, that don't have enough to pay her light bill, by helping that brother that's in prison, just put something on his books so he can get him something decent to eat. Hallelujah, praise God. That's how, hallelujah, God looks at it. That's what Jesus said. He said, when you do it to them, you've done it to me. He said, how can you say that you love me and you ain't never laid eyes on me? I'm an invisible God. You couldn't tell me. If I walked up to you and shook your hand, you wouldn't know it was me. But you swear up and down that you hate your brother, and you see your brother every day. Hallelujah. 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 See, we talking about grace. We talking about mercy. Hallelujah. The same grace and the same mercy that God gave you. Because when God saw you was hungry, didn't he give you something to eat? Hallelujah. The scripture says, I've been young and I have been old, and I have not seen the righteous beg for bread. The righteous beg. Hallelujah. Nor their seeds have to beg for bread. Hallelujah. So when you was hungry, God fed you. When you was thirsty, he told Moses, hit that rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, he ain't tell him to smite the rock. He smoked the rock on his own. Hallelujah, praise God. But he made the water come out of the rock. He said, I can make manna fall from heaven. I can make quail fall out the sky if you just ask me. But when your brother asks you, hallelujah. Listen to the first lady. I was reminded, praise God, tonight of Elijah. Remember when Elijah was sent to the widow woman house? The Bible says that, go to this widow woman house because I have commanded her, hallelujah, to feed you. I have commanded her to feed you. Hallelujah. But to see, this is the thing. Watch this. God gave us free will. God gave us free will. God gave us a lot of commandments that we don't listen to, that we don't follow. Hallelujah. God that commanded you to feed somebody, to help somebody. God that commanded you to go in your little tight pocketbook. Praise God. Hallelujah. And bless somebody, but you disobeyed the commandment of God. What if that widow woman heard God say, feed me? Feed the man of God when he knock on your door. Remember what, even though he said, I have already instructed this woman, I already told this woman to feed you. Hallelujah. When Elijah knocked on the door and said, hey, I'm here for you to feed me, the first thing out of her mouth was, look, this is all I got. Hallelujah. This is all I got. Praise God. But he said, I hear what you're saying, but feed me first. Well, I'm just going to make this one cake and me and my son go eat it and die. Feed me first. See, a lot of us have been commanded to feed him first. Put God first. Y'all catching it now. Put God first. Not your needs. Put God needs above your needs. And if you put God needs above your needs, guess what he gonna do? He gonna meet your needs. Hallelujah. Because he said, I will provide all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So if you put me above you, I will take care of you. Hallelujah. Now, what if that widow woman would have been disobedient? Hallelujah. Just because, watch this, just because God told her to do it didn't mean she had to do it. God done told us to do some things that we ain't do. Hallelujah. God told you to forgive that man, forgive that woman, and you still holding on to it. Praise God. God told you, hallelujah, to bless this person with this or bless that person with that. I ain't finna do all that. The devil, you done call God the devil. The devil is a lie. Praise God. If that widow woman would have disobeyed the voice of the Lord, she would have died with everybody else around her. Hallelujah. Some of us wonder why we say we alive. Hallelujah. We got breath in our bodies. We got blood pumping through our veins. But some of us feel dead. Hallelujah. I don't know why my relationships are dead. I don't know why my finances are dead. Hallelujah. I don't know, hallelujah, why my employment is dead. I don't know why my ministry is dead. Because you didn't put God first. You put yourself first. You put getting that money first. Hallelujah. Well, brother, I need you to come to work on Sunday. Well, you know I go to church on Sunday. Come on now. If you come on, come in to work on Sunday, I'll pay you time and a half. Hallelujah. Well, I just have to make it next Sunday then. Praise God. Let me go and get this money. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, calling us on the night. Oh, I got a date tonight. I got a date. I ain't going to be able to make choir. I'll be here Sunday to sing in the choir, but I ain't going to be able to make it tonight. I got to put my needs above God's. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 First lady said there's going to be a drought. Praise God. And the store up. Hallelujah. But she was specific. She said she's not talking about these worldly possessions. Hallelujah. We got to store up on the word. Because man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You got to store up on this word. Me and Bishop Payne was talking the other day, and he said, you know, if the communists take over, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to burn all the books. They're going to burn the Bible. Hallelujah, praise God. They you ain't going to have no Bible app on your phone. You ain't even, if you got a Bible, you better hide it if it happens. Hallelujah, praise God. And anything can happen. We've seen it happen in other countries. Hallelujah, in other parts of the world before. And if you ain't stored up on that word, hallelujah, if you don't know what the word says for yourself, then somebody going to be able to come and tell you any and everything, and you going to believe it because you didn't store up. Hallelujah, you're going to be just like a pig. Pigs eat anything. Hallelujah, they eat anything. Praise God, hallelujah. You're going to be just like the prodigal son, eating, about to eat of what the pigs eat, because you didn't store up. Hallelujah. What good is the TVs and the money and the clothes? What good is that going to do? Hallelujah, praise God. If they come over here and take over the United States, what good? Well, that ain't going to never, don't never say what ain't going to happen. Read your Bible. They say there ain't nobody going to ever take over Israel. Israel been taken over so many times. Hallelujah. People been placed in the bondage, scattered all about the world. People murdered in the streets. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you ain't stored up on that word, hallelujah, all your money, your cars, and your clothes, they not going to mean a thing. Hallelujah. Amen. It ain't going to be able to save you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can't buy your way into heaven. Praise God. Remember Simon, the musician? He came to Peter, and he tried to buy the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And when he tried to buy the Holy Ghost, the man almost died. How dare, God is like, how dare you come at me with money? Money don't mean nothing to me. I own everything. The earth and the fullness of belongs to me. So you can pay tithes all you want to. Hallelujah. You can put an offering all you want to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Ain't nothing wrong with you giving and you sowing, but that money ain't going to help you. Only the word can help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And no, we're not saying nobody. God don't want us to have nothing. God don't want us to be prosperous. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he said, I came that you would have life and have life more abundantly. He said that whatever you give up for me, I'm going to give it back to you in this world, and you're going to get eternal life in the next. Praise God. But the key is, whatever you give up for me, I will give it back to you in this world. See, you don't want to give up nothing. And then you expect something, thank you, and you expect something back in return. and you ain't gave up nothing for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You ain't gave it all up. When he said, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, you won't have room enough to receive. Listen to what he said. You won't have room enough to receive. If you don't have room enough to receive, that means it ain't all for you. Uh-oh. Oh, Lord, have mercy. It ain't all for you, but you making room. Hallelujah, praise God. God calls that being a rich fool. That's what God said. I ain't say it. God said it. He said there was a rich man who had an abundant harvest. Hallelujah, praise God. And what he did was he built a bigger barn and said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna put my big harvest in my bigger barn. Hallelujah. And I'm going to kick my feet up and I'm going to chill and relax. Hallelujah, because I got abundance. And Jesus and God came to him, hallelujah, that night and said, you fool. You done made a bigger barn to store up your abundance, and tonight is the night that I take your life. Tonight is the night that you die. So you did all that hoarding for nothing. Now, all the blessing that you tried to keep for yourself, somebody else is finna get it anyway. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody else finna get it anyway. Hallelujah. Even though you tried to hoard it up for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you don't have room enough to receive, why are you trying to make room? Let me remind you, there was a rich man. The Bible says this rich man wore purple linen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Purple linen. Praise God. For those of you that don't know, purple is the color of royalty. That's why bishops wear purple, because they feel like they're royalty. Hallelujah. I ain't shooting slugs. I'm just saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. They feel like they're royalty. They royal. Hallelujah. Kings wore purple. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the rich man could have very well been a king. He could have been an emperor, but we don't know because his name wasn't written in the book of life, and it wasn't because he was rich. See, a lot of preachers will tell you it's because he was rich, but it wasn't because he was rich. It's because at his gate there was a poor man who had sores that the dogs licked. Hallelujah, praise God. And he was he was sick, and he sat right there at the man's gate. That means if he's at the gate, watch this. If he's at the gate, that means the rich man has to pass by him when he leaves and when he comes. You just passing by people that need your help, and you have it. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody changing the channel tonight. Somebody hanging up the phone tonight. You have it. But you walk on by and you give them your scraps, and they happy to get the scraps that you give them. Hallelujah. When you have the finances and you have the means, hallelujah, to get that person a doctor, to get that person a job, to get that person a decent meal, to get that person some clothes, to get that person some food. Hallelujah, praise God. To get that person some medical attention, you have the means. You could do it, hallelujah, if you praise God, wasn't so selfish, if you wasn't so stingy, if you wasn't just worried about yourself and your friends and keeping up with the Joneses and flossing your little lavish little purple, hallelujah, letting everybody know that you royalty, hallelujah, praise God. And the Bible says, see, that's why you can't judge whether or not I'm blessed by what I have. Uh-oh. See, some of y'all think y'all blessed because you got a nice house and you got a nice car. And you got nice clothes. You think that makes you blessed? Oh, Lord, I'm going to make somebody mad tonight, Jesus, that you think you blessed because you got some money in the bank. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they probably looked at this rich man and said, this rich man was blessed. He has abundance. God loves this rich man. He is blessed. Hallelujah. But if we keep reading the story, we find out he wasn't blessed. Uh-oh. Praise God. See, you think your stuff made you blessed. I wonder, hallelujah, amen, are you really blessed, or you just think you blessed? Because the rich man, no doubt, he thought he was blessed. Hallelujah. If you was his neighbor, you probably thought he was blessed. Some of y'all looking at people in your church right now. I'm talking about people in the church. You looking at people in the church right now saying, God bless them. God ain't bless him because, look, he ain't got no car, but he got a Mercedes-Benz. God love him. He wearing raggedy jeans. He got on a three-piece suit. God love him. Praise God. She got a Payless purse. She got a Michael Kors. Hallelujah. She got a Gucci. God loves them. But the Bible says when Lazarus died, when the poor man died, the man we look at is not being blessed. The man we look at is he must have did something to end up the way he is. Hallelujah. When we look at the less fortunate man, praise God, the Bible says that when he died, angels came and took him to a place of honor next to Abraham. King James said it took him to Abraham's bosom. But it says the rich man that was blessed, you know, he had the house, the cars, the money, probably the women too. Hallelujah. You know how us church folks do. Praise God. Hallelujah. He had all that. Amen. But the Bible says when he died, he was buried. That's why you can't believe. I hear you, Lord. We got a sidetrack. Just give me 30 seconds on this. That's why you can't listen to this doctrine and say there ain't no heaven or no hell. Praise God. See, I don't care what the prophet said. I don't even care. Y'all ain't gonna like me. That's okay. I don't even care what Paul said. I really don't. Praise God. Hallelujah. Paul was a preacher just like I am. Oh, Lord, they don't like it. That's okay. Praise God. Paul was a preacher just like I am. What did Jesus say? Forget what would Jesus do. What did Jesus say? Jesus said there's a heaven and a hell. Jesus said I'm dividing the sheep from the goats. Hallelujah. Jesus said you're going to go into the lake of fire. Jesus said you are in danger of the fires of hell. That's why you can't be listening to any and every preacher telling you, hallelujah, there ain't no heaven and ain't no hell, or there ain't no hell and this is it. Praise God, and ain't no hell. Everybody go to heaven. You can't be listening to that doctrine. Hallelujah. That is the doctrine of a heretic. Hallelujah. When Jesus clearly said, hallelujah, that there is a heaven. Hallelujah. And there's a hell. And the Bible says that this rich man was in torments. Hallelujah. Praise God. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me the rich man was being tormented, in torments, but I thought he was blessed. He had the house, he had the cars, he had the clothes. I thought he was blessed. You mean to tell me he wasn't blessed? See, watch this. Your stuff will give you the illusion that you are blessed. But being blessed, praise God, has nothing to do with your stuff. Being blessed is a characteristic. Hallelujah. Praise God. Being blessed is a characteristic. Psalms chapter 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That's a characteristic. Praise God, hallelujah! Because if you walk it in the counsel of the ungodly, if you listen to people, hallelujah, that don't know nothing about God, hallelujah. If you listening to people, praise God, that are influencing you, praise God, by what their mama told them and their daddy told them, praise God, hallelujah. You know what they'll tell you? You need to pass right on by. Praise God, hallelujah. That man begging on the corner, you need to pass right on by him, girl. You know what he need to do? He need to get him a job. That's what he need to do. Hallelujah. But you walk around here with a pocket full of money and acting like, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Hallelujah, in the way. Remember when Jesus healed somebody, they said that did he follow Jesus in the way? Jesus said, I am the way. Hallelujah. So if you ain't standing in the way of Jesus, then you standing in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. Sinners are stingy. Sinners only help people like themselves. That's why Jesus said, don't have no party and just invite people that you know, hallelujah, can have a party and invite you back. Hallelujah, praise God. He said, don't the world do that? Don't sinners do that? Don't the tax collectors and the prostitutes, don't they do that? That's what we do as church folks. Hallelujah. That's what we do as church folks. Praise God. We have banquets and we have church gatherings and church functions, and we only invite people that we know going to bring some money. Hallelujah. We don't invite the people that need to hear the word. We invite the people that got the money in their pocket. We invite the people that we know going to give. Hallelujah. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You so scornful, hallelujah. You got such a bad attitude about you, hallelujah, that you don't want to help nobody but yourself. I'm not loaning out no money if I know I ain't going to get it back. Even though the Bible says when I loan out something, not even to expect it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bro. Let me tell you, being blessed. Praise God. Verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Wait a minute. But his delight is in the law of the Lord? You mean somebody who is blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Is one who delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in it. He loves the law of the Lord. And he meditates on it day and night. He meditates on that word of God day and night. He don't it didn't say he worked all day and all night, blood, sweat, and tears, trying to get that bag, trying to get that guap, trying to get that moolah. Trying to get that cash, because that's what we do day and night. We don't meditate on the word of God day and night. We meditate on punching that clock. We meditate on working that block, working that pole. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what we meditate on, how to get that money. Even when we come to God, we meditate on the principles of God so we can get that money. Before we done got ourselves right, we trying to get our bank account right, and you ain't even got your mind right yet. Before you get your bank account right, get your mind right. Hallelujah. That's all right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your soul right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Then start working on your bank account. Some of us only came to God so we can get some money because we was broke at the time. We didn't come to God to try to stop sinning and doing the mean and hateful things that we've been doing. But that ain't why we came to God. We came to God because we was broke. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know I can't even open up the phone lines tonight, but even if I would, it would be quiet tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We came because we was broke and we needed some money and we needed to find out, hallelujah, how to get it. That's why some of these churches are packed, because that's what they talk about. They talk about that money. They tell you how to get it. But that's why they so packed, and that's the only reason why you went. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're disillusioning people, telling them, hallelujah, we no longer under the law, praise God, but we under grace, praise God. But I just wonder, hallelujah, does God's grace ever run out? Hallelujah. When you abuse God's grace, does it ever run out? Praise God, hallelujah. When you take God for granted, and say, hey, I got grace, so I'm going to go ahead and do this sin because I know he's going to forgive me for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Get kicked right out the garden just like Adam and Eve did, because you want to take God's grace for granted. You want to do what you want to do and just put it on the altar, put it on the throne of grace, because I know he's going to forgive me. Hallelujah. How would you like it if you was married to somebody who just dipped out and cheated on you whenever they wanted to because they just knew you was going to forgive them? Hallelujah. Some of y'all been in relationships like that where they knew they took your kindness for a weakness and they used you and they abused you. But then it came a day that you got tired of it. Hallelujah. Some of y'all getting there right now. Some of y'all got somebody in your lives right now that your grace, your grace is running out. Now, if your grace, hallelujah, if you feel that way, how do you think we make God feel? Hallelujah, when we dibbing and dabbing with the devil. Praise God, hallelujah, trying to get that bag, trying to get that money, trying to fulfill our fleshly desires to floss, our fleshly desires to look good. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, spending $200 on a hairdo, $100 on your nails, praise God, $500 on a purse, hallelujah, praise God, and then can't pay your rent. Hallelujah. It makes no sense, praise God, hallelujah, amen, but for me and First Lady to be, hallelujah, in the situation we in, and for some of y'all to have the money that you have, hallelujah, praise God, and for us to be in the same, for both of us to be broke, hallelujah, praise God, I'm in full-time ministry, money ain't coming in like that, praise God, because I ain't gonna say that. Praise God, hallelujah. Money ain't coming in like that, hallelujah, in full-time ministry. But you always on Facebook, I'm chasing the bag. I'm about to get this money. I'm about to get this, that, and the other thing. Hallelujah. You got that Mercedes-Benz or that BMW sitting in the driveway. Praise God, hallelujah. You're living in a $500,000 house. Praise God, hallelujah. Your wardrobe costs $10,000, $20,000. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Man, you got Persian rugs on the floor and all this nice fancy furniture. Hallelujah, praise God. And you just as broke as I am. Hallelujah, praise God. If you were to lose your job tomorrow, hallelujah, you would be in the same situation because you one check away. Hallelujah, one check away. Praise God, hallelujah. And why? Because you're laying up your treasures on earth in earthly vessels. Hallelujah, earthly vessels. You putting your money in stuff that's going to perish. Now, I put my money in them diamonds. Hallelujah, I put my money in that gold. That's going to get that get more valuable. Elder. Not if you die, it's going to be more valuable to whoever take it off your finger, off your cold, dead hand. It's going to be valuable to them. But what value to it is for you, hallelujah, once you dead and gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, amen, Psalms, in the book of Psalms, and he, hallelujah, we're talking about the blessed man now. It says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth fruit in his season. See, you want to get, see, a blessed man bring forth fruit in his season, but you want to get money in your season, my season, her season, they season. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody's season, hallelujah. But there's a time and a season for everything. But you want to ball to your file 24-7, 365. Hallelujah. Praise God. When God said you will bring fruit in your season. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Bringing forth fruit in his season, his leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. And that's what we look at. Praise God. Whatever he doeth shall prosper. We look at scriptures that says God will give you the desires of your heart. He will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing. But what is he saying before that? You looking at the promise God made you. But you ain't looking at your part. You forget you got a part to play in this. Well, I was talking about this last night. This is your movie. You are the star of your own movie, and you got a part to play, and your part says that you should delight in the Lord and meditate on his word day and night. Hallelujah. That you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Watch who you listen to. Watch who advice you're taking. You don't stand in the way of sinners. You don't do what they do. Oh, hallelujah. You don't do what they do. Nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't act like that. That's not the characteristic of a blessed person. Hallelujah. See, it said, blessed is the man. It never said nothing about blessed is the man that got a whole lot of stuff. Blessed is the woman that got them Jimmy Choo's and them Michael Kors and them Gucci's. Hallelujah. Them Louis Vuitton's. It don't say blessed is the person, amen, that has accumulated wealth. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have become confused on what being blessed really means because we're too busy listening to the world. Hallelujah. Listening to our parents, listening to the preacher. You're not blessed if you ain't got nothing. Well, Lazarus didn't have nothing. But when he died, he was taken to a place of honor in the bosom of Abraham. I wonder if Jesus was to come to you and say, sell everything you got right now. See, it'd be easy for you to sell everything when you ain't got nothing. Hallelujah. See, a lot of us talk about that the rich young ruler, and we talk about him because we ain't have nothing. Hallelujah, praise God. Since I ain't have nothing, it was so easy for me to say, yes, Lord, I give it up. Hallelujah. Praise God. But when you done accumulated all this and all that, can you give it up just like, or are you going to go away sorrowful and looking sad? Hallelujah. Praise God. It says in verse 4, the ungodly are not so. Oh, Lord, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff. Which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah on tonight. The way of the ungodly shall perish. The way you get stuff, the way you... Hallelujah, get your money the way, hallelujah, you get your men the way you get your women. Hallelujah, the way you get your fame, your fortune, your prestige, the way you get this stuff, hallelujah. It's going to perish because you're not doing it God's way, you're doing it your way. You're not doing it to benefit the kingdom, you're doing it to benefit yourself. Hallelujah, that's all you think about is you, and you. Hallelujah, praise God. When God clearly told us, hallelujah, we are to love one another as we love ourselves. Hallelujah. Well, oh, I'm finna mess your head up. We're supposed to love one another as we love ourselves, treat one another as we treat ourselves. Praise God. So why? How come we ain't all driving Mercedes and Cadillacs? How come we ain't all wearing designer clothes? Hallelujah. We all go to the same church. We all work at the same job. We all live in the same community. So why ain't you treating me like you treat yourself? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lord tonight. Why are we not treating others like we want to be treated? You pamper yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you pamper your neighbor? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you were standing on the corner sleeping under a bridge, wouldn't you want somebody to come scoop you up and get you up from up under there? Hallelujah tonight. Praise God. Are you just going to settle?
hallelujah, you just going to do what you want to do. You're going to be disobedient and disregard the word of God. And the word of God clearly says if your brother's hungry and you don't feed him, you in danger of going to hell. That's what the words say. I ain't said it. That's what the words say. You pass by people every day, won't give them a dollar. No, they hungry. Won't give them. They need to get up and get a job. The opportunities out there. That's easy to say when it ain't you. You don't know how many applications that man and filled out, that woman and filled out. Hallelujah. You don't know. Praise God. But you want to jump to conclusions. You just want to say this, that, and the other thing. But then when the shoe is on the other foot and you wondering why I can't get no help. Because you didn't help nobody. You cannot expect to continue to reap a harvest when you ain't sowing nothing. Hallelujah. And that time will come where there will be a drought. There will be a drought of the word. There will be a drought of money. There will be a drought of, there's going to be a drought. And you're going to be looking for somebody to help you out. Anybody. Praise God to help you out. Hallelujah. But you will reap what you have sown. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, shall he also reap it. So if you ain't sowed nothing, oh, Lord, have mercy. See, you've been living off of somebody else's harvest. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I'm sorry about that. We're having some technical difficulties, hallelujah, with our internet connection. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for the word that has gone forth on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. The word, hallelujah, of God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. That we need to stop trying to lay up our stuff in earthly vessels. Put all our faith in our money, all our faith in everything else but God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got our faith in everything else but God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we in that season, amen. We got to put up our faith in God. Hallelujah, praise God. And I just thank God for the word on tonight. Praise God, amen, and it's gone forth. Praise God, and we thank God, hallelujah, for each and every person who has called in and tuned in on tonight. We have truly, amen, had a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank God for you. Like I said, unfortunately, we cannot open up the lines on tonight, hallelujah, because we having trouble. Praise God, amen. But we have had a blessed time in the Lord tonight, and we thank each and every last one of you, praise God, for being online with us tonight. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. And I'm going to go ahead and just pray us out for the night. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, tonight for your word. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God all by yourself, Lord. Lord, we pray that this word tonight touch somebody's heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. And, Lord, we appreciate you, Lord, for everything that you have done. And we pray these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God, hallelujah, and we just pray that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love y'all. Everybody have a blessed night, and go with God, and do not forget to say your prayers, and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all tomorrow night on the Anointed Truth of Christ. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night.